In this bulletin, South Australians freed from one of the country's toughest lockdowns, virtual G20 talks focusing on the coronavirus pandemic begin, and in rugby, Australia fails to win the Tri Nations tournament after tying with Argentina. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. South Australians have been released from lockdown 3 days earlier than planned after it was found a pizza shop worker misled contact traces. The state's residents are now able to leave their homes for any reason, and pubs, restaurants, personal care services and gyms can reopen. But a range of limits will remain on crowds at venues, and South Australians will require a permit to enter Victoria unless they have an exemption. Chief Health Officer Nicholas Spurrier warns the coming week will be critical in South Australia's virus response, as the Parafield cluster in Adelaide's north grows to 26.
Whilst we have over 5,000 contacts and contacts of close contacts in quarantine, there's about 40 close contacts who we haven't been able to get hold of directly. So everybody receives an SMS message to be told you're a close contact and you must go into quarantine and get tested. But of course, we want to follow that up and speak to people directly. There's about 40 that we haven't been able to get hold of.
Victorians are expected to learn of new eased restrictions today after the state recorded 22 consecutive days with no new COVID-19 cases or deaths. Changes to the mask-wearing mandate could be on the cards, while the state government has previously flagged relaxing rules for private and indoor gatherings, sport, hospitality and retail. Victoria is also preparing to welcome returned overseas travellers from December, with Health Minister Martin Foley pledging the hotel quarantine program will be Australia's most rigorous. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has congratulated Premier Daniel Andrews on the state's progress in controlling the outbreak.
I wish all Victorians well with the budget coming out and, of course, and getting people back into work and seeing Victoria. Can I also particularly thank you for the work that's been done to get the international arrivals happening again, over 1,000 people coming in a week.
This year's Group of 20 summit has begun with appeals by the world's most powerful leaders to collectively tackle the coronavirus pandemic and its economic repercussions. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is among the leaders attending the two-day virtual summit hosted by Saudi Arabia, which features 9 of the countries most impacted by COVID-19. G20 leaders are concerned that the pandemic might further deepen divisions between the rich and poor, and are debating how best to distribute COVID-19 tests and treatments around the world. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte is among those stressing the importance of global cooperation and equitable vaccine distribution.
While we continue to combat the virus, and as we welcome the recent news coming from the vaccine research, we must also look ahead to our future and to the future of the younger generations. We need to enhance our collaboration with multilateral institutions and make them more effective, including a strengthened WHO.
Twitter and Facebook say they'll transfer control of the official social media accounts of the President of the United States to Joe Biden's administration on the 20th of January. It comes as Donald Trump continues his efforts to overturn the presidential election result, with Republicans asking for a delay in the certification of votes in the state of Michigan. The Republican National Committee has written to the Midwest states' election canvassers, asking them to adjourn for 14 days to allow for an audit of ballots in its largest county. Michigan's canvassers are due to meet tomorrow to certify the results, which show Mr. Biden has won the state by more than 154,000 votes. In rugby, Australia has missed its chance to claim the Tri Nations Championship after drawing 15-all with Argentina. The Wallabies and Pumas are in a 3-way tie with New Zealand's All Blacks following a thrilling showdown in Newcastle. 5 goals from playmaker Reece Hodge got the Wallabies off to a strong start, but they lost their 9-point lead in the second half. Hodge has told Fox Sports he's disappointed to have missed a penalty kick in the final minutes that could have secured a win for Australia.
Yeah, I feel like I've let the country down, so It's a pretty tough one to take at the moment.
And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth and 29. Showers and a possible storm in Adelaide and 34. Showers increasing in Melbourne and 29. A shower or two in Hobart and 21. Similar conditions in Canberra and 30. A possible shower in Sydney and 29. A shower or two in Newcastle and 31. Mostly sunny in Brisbane and 30. Similar conditions in Cairns, 32. And a shower or two with a possible storm in Darwin, 35. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.